Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, and let's go right to them with NBA talk and a couple of great games late last night with a little whining in there and late in the games, and we have a lot of that, but Ron Rothstein, he doesn't whine and complain. He's old school. He knocks you down and says that's the way we play it. He joins us right now. Ron, good morning. How you doing?
Haven't knocked anybody down in about 45 years.
Hey, Ron, I got to tell you where this show has gone. About all the whining that players are doing, that officials affected the game and this. I got to ask you, because people, we've been talking about this. Did players whine and complain about calls as much when you were coaching, going back on some of the great teams with Miami and as well as Detroit? Do we see more whining today, or has it always been the same?
No, I think it's pretty much the same.
Okay.
What you see is there's greater coverage, okay? There's more people watching. There are more games on TV. There's people streaming. I mean, if you go back to the 80s when I got into the league, you know, the games were only finals on tape delay. You know, local TV had some games. I just think it is more exposure. But guys and coaches and players, me included, have been complaining about officials since time immemorial. It's not going to change. It's a human condition. It's a very, from my perspective now,
yeah,
you know, because I'm a little bit older, and somewhat removed from the sideline. The officials really do a pretty good job, and there are plays at the end of games that just stand out. But you play a 48-minute game with a 24-second clock. There's over 200 possessions,
right?
And yes, there are bad calls at ends of games, but officials don't want to make bad calls. They try and do their best. But there are plays in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Hey, if you did your job better, you wouldn't have to be in that situation.
I believe that.
It's unfortunate.
I'm from that school, by the way, too, like when I see it. Yeah, I go, hey, what about the plays you didn't make early in the game? Exactly. So I got to ask you a follow-up. Do great players get calls? I had this with my dad the other night. He's going, look at that guy getting a call. Same guy gets the call. I go, great players get calls. Do you agree with that when people say that?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of truth to it. There's no question. No, I mean it is. And again, it's a human condition because the guys have done it over and over and over. And, you know, they're so successful. And it's just the way it is. I know the NBA has tried very hard not to let that happen. And I think they've gotten better with it over the years. I really do. But it's still certain guys – the way they played, they will get more calls than other guys, especially rookies.
You know, it's funny because we were talking before you came on about old school people think old school guys never complain. And all I could think of was some of your teams of guy going to basket and getting the crap knocked out of him. And then it turned into a fight. And half the time, guys didn't even get thrown out of the friggin' games. They just got backed up.
Oh,
I mean, what a great time that was, man.
It was definitely different. And I've seen some things on Instagram and YouTube that I've forgotten about. Okay, some incidents that turned into fights that were like, I mean, serious. They were ugly and dangerous, and people really could have gotten hurt. But the one I was flabbergasted over, and I have forgotten about it, was the Marcus Camby going after Danny Ferry, swinging and missing, and almost knocking out Jeff Van Gundy, and cut him. And they walked him out of the garden with a big towel over his eye because he got sucker punched. He was in the middle trying to break it up. I learned early on to get out of the way. You get hurt in those things.
Yeah, so I always wonder, because you were around some guys who were considered to be tough guys, but actual guys that were really tough that could fight, was there one or two guys everybody knew, like, not to F around with because they were just a badass? I remember when I was growing up, my dad used to go, Al Addles. Nobody messes with Al Addles. He's a bad man.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. Nobody messed with Al Addles. If you did, you had a big problem.
okay.
And they weren't necessarily, the big guys. Calvin Murphy.
Really?
Calvin Murphy was nobody wanted to mess with Calvin Murphy. And I remember when Maurice Lucas and Darryl Dawkins squared off.
Ooh.
And they danced around one another. Wasn't really a fight. But there was some real, real dangerous fights. But yes, there were certain guys, that people didn't want to mess with. Will Chamberlain was one, okay? I mean, I saw Will Chamberlain pick up a 6'8", 240-pound Bob Boozer by his shoulders in Madison Square Garden, walk him off the court, and the people in the front row scattered, and he sat him down like he was a baby and was lecturing him with his finger in his face because he swung his elbows. And, Wilt was legendary for his strength. And so nobody wanted to get Wilt real mad.
Yeah. Wow.
But one night I remember in Madison Square Garden, Willis Reed, may he rest in peace, who was one of the greatest guys I ever met in basketball. I got to work with him 1 year in Atlanta. And I remember I had just gotten out of college, and he was a young guy. We were the same year. And he was playing for the Knicks, and there was a fight in the Garden against the Lakers, and Willis just lost it. Somebody did something to him, and he went down the L.A. bench, wiped out the L.A. bench by himself. It was the damnest thing I ever saw. It was a scary moment.
Wow.
And he was a gentle giant. Yeah. He was not like that.
You know.
So yeah, there was some crazy time. There was some crazy times. I remember when I was with the Pistons and we played the Bulls in Chicago right after the All-Star game in 1988. And Rick Mahorn, he didn't throw Jordan down. He caught, Jordan was in the air, and he caught him in the air, and he swung him around and sat him down. Well, Oakley jumped Mahorn. All hell broke loose. People were throwing, for like the first 5,000 to 10,000, and the place was packed, the old Chicago Stadium, which was a stadium you couldn't hear yourself think. And people, they handed out these notepads, these little square notepads that said 19, all-star
yeah.
game. People were throwing them out of the stands at us. I'm telling you, if you got hit with one of them, you were going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And Doug Collins was coaching Chicago, he jumped on Mahorn's back. Mahorn picked him up and threw him over the table. I'm telling you,
wow.
It was crazy. But that was the old NBA.
Wow, Ron, those are great stories. All right, so I got to take it to this. We talked about it yesterday, and I just said, listen, they got their butts kicked. It didn't matter, you know, Jimmy or not. It got lopsided, no question about it. But you still got to have your best players play better, and Tyler Hero's got to be better than 11 points. Do you agree with that? And Spo's comments, I got to get him more involved and get him better looks and do more things to help him. What can he do to help Tyler Hero?
Well, he can change his screens for him to get him a better matchup,
better
number
screens.
One.
Okay, all right.
Okay. They tried to get him off the ball and run some baseline screening action to get him open. And they can change the angles on some of the screens, and they can try and create some offense elsewhere,
yeah,
where he's a receiver rather than initiating. But the bottom line is, when you play them and they get open shots and they make them, when we get open shots, we have to make ours. And he had some open looks that I think if I remember, he was like 0 for 4 to start with the open looks. So he's got to be better, okay? And collectively, we have to be better. There are things that can be done. Listen, this game, Joe, you play professional football, and you know the difference between one count early and one count late. A half a step this way and a half a step that way. You know the minutia that's involved at the highest level, okay? And there's a lot of minutia in what went on the other day that we can do better, defensively also, okay? And if we don't, it's going to be a short series.
Yeah.
But we have to be really, really good, because this is arguably the best team in basketball. It's had the best record. They're a really, really, really good team. And this is not the Celtic team we played last year, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Ron, I guess the other question is, so where's the scoring? I know, so I always use this, it came from you, and I always give you credit, is like your best players have to play the best in these kind of games. And I know Jimmy's out, so it puts more on Bam and Tyler, and I don't know if Rozier's going to play or not in game two. But it does put a lot more pressure on some other guys. And I like Jaime Jaquez. I thought was aggressive and really looked good at times. But where's the scoring come from? Is it just got to be as a group, or do you look at certain guys? And I know that you got to defend better, but where's it come from, the offense?
It's got to be a collective, Joe. I mean, Nico is capable of scoring more. Caleb Martin, who had a great series against them last year, right now is struggling with his shot, and he's not scoring the way he can. He's got to come to life. We got a nice boost from DeLon Wright, who's been playing really, really well at both ends of the court. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him get more time. I think Haywood Highsmith has got to pick up his game and score. And look, maybe we're going to see more of Kevin Love. Kevin has been incredibly efficient.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, I know, you know, he's not – I don't think he's totally healthy. I think he's healthy enough to play and be effective, and maybe his minutes need to be monitored. But I think maybe more, you know, more minutes of Kevin Love, because I hate the plus-minus thing, but when he's on the court, you look at his numbers per minute. His numbers put him – he's a top 10 NBA player. It's incredible what he's been able to do. Now, if you increase his minutes, maybe you don't get the same result. But this is a big team. These guys are big, okay?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum is maybe 6 – he's 6'9", 6'10". Everybody doesn't think he's that big. He's big. But Zingas is like 7'2", 7'3". Al Horford is like 6'11". So maybe we're going to see more of Kevin Love with Bam on the court. And Kevin, you get a mismatch and you get a smaller guy on Kevin, he can take him into the post and create some offense out of the post. Not necessarily score himself, which he can, but he's an excellent passer. So there are things that can be done, and I'm sure there will be some adjustments made, and I'll be surprised if this next game is not a much more competitive game.
Yeah, no, I feel that way too. I'm with you. Hey, before I let you go, I know Boston's making a big deal about it, their post-game show, the Caleb Martin blocking out or low on Tatum, and they were calling it a cheap shot, especially after a Spo timeout. I don't ever think a Spo is being a dirty coach, or Caleb Martin showing no signs of, he's a good defender, but being dirty. What was your take on that play? Tatum went down hard.
It was just a basketball play. Caleb was coming in, crashing the board. Tatum came from a different angle. His momentum carried him into him. And anyone saying that it was after a timeout, Spo told him to do that. I can't say it on air, Joe, when I think of that.
Yeah. No, I was shocked. I mean,
okay,
he's a former player.
That is so stupid. You got to be a jerk to think that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Spo is, I mean, come on. No, I'm with you 100%. Hey, Ron, I can't thank you enough, man. It's always great having you. I love your old NBA stories. I didn't even have two cold beers while you were talking this time. It had to be coffee, but, man, your shit is really good, Ron. I really appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Joe. Okay.
You take care, buddy. Thanks, bye-bye. Ron. We just got in trouble for that. All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. That was Ron Rothstein from the Miami Heat doing the post-game show, halftime show, and former WNBA and NBA head coach, as well as longtime great defensive coordinator with both the Pistons and the Heat. I feel like I know his whole resume. I got to tell you something else, man. I got to say this, and if you missed it early, I've been talking about it because I had great results, and I want to share it with the world, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, thank you, thank you. 7 months ago, ED and low T hit me and hit me hard. Yeah, people said, well, I never get that. Oh, yes, you will. It's going to happen to everybody. Sometimes in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s for sure, I got it, man. I was low-T'd to death, tired, moody, gaining weight. I was miserable, man. Friday night, I was making excuse. I don't want to go out tonight, honey. No, let's do it tomorrow night, I swear. Sex drive was gone completely. Apologetic to my beautiful wife, man. I was like, this is crazy, man. And then Atlantic Men's Clinic got me rolling. Schedule consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, teen, a PSA test, and medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. More important, you're going to meet with that staff. It's so important. We got six locations. I go to the Plantation location, but it doesn't matter where you go. They got a great staff. And more importantly, you get rid of low T and ED, man. And I tell you what, you just feel better. Better for relationships. It doesn't matter what age. I know anybody tells you, it just comes with time. No, forget that, man. Forget that. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I'm going to tell the whole world. I'm going to tell all of South Florida about it. If you come up to me privately, I'm going to tell you about it. Get over there. Call them 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get ready for great results like you had when you were a young.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Man,
Joe, back to you.
Thank you, Woody. And I want to thank Ron Rothstein for spending some time with us. So he does agree great players get calls, but pretty much thinks those guys do a good job. And the old guys, it's been the same with everybody. He said he used to whine, right? So I thought it was interesting. He's right about one thing. I mean, you watch any game you want any night of the week. If you're a junkie, right? And back then, I mean, we had to wait for games on a weekend, the NBC game of the week or the doubleheader, knowing that MJ was going to play the primetime game that led into the news at 6. So, big changes, man. Big changes and a lot more exposure. And obviously, like all professional sports, the NBA has absolutely exploded with the amount of money it generates and what guys are making. It's pretty amazing. So we'll see what happens tonight with the Panthers and tomorrow night with the Miami Heat as they try to figure out a way to keep this game close and have a chance to get a win against a really good Celtics team. Anyway, so Woody, what do you think about Ron's comments and some of the badasses from the old day when you used to knock guys down and fight them?
It's crazy. Not surprising, and it's probably why, like I was telling you during the break, I thought Stan Van Gundy was tremendous on that broadcast last night, and you know, he's talking about – by the way, he's got a criticism for the officials, for the players. Like he's just great with that stuff. He goes, why are they reviewing that? It's not a technical foul. Like, that's just, you know, a basketball play. And he goes, that's terrible officiating. That's not a foul. Like, he's just all over it last night. I thought he did a great job. But there's a lot of that, man. A guy, you know, like a little push after a play, and we need to go to, like, look at it on a monitor for 10 minutes.
Oh, no, they are looking. And by the way, when a guy flops, especially on a home game, and the crowd's going nuts, and you look, and it's Embiid standing next to him, and everybody's saying he's going to get kicked out of the game. Those guys are going, he didn't even touch him.
Yeah, I think Josh Hart even last night was like, "Don't. What are you guys doing? Like, it's fine. Like, let's just play." Like, and then even the Tatum thing, it's like Tatum popped back up. He went and shot his free throws.
Well, he got right up. He got right up. Everybody kind of huddled up there. I got to tell you, and I know it's going to sound like we're working for the Miami Heat now, but Caleb Martin's not a dirty player. Like, he was looked like he was even trying to, like, hey, guys, I didn't do that on purpose. And Spo, I mean, to blame put Spo in it because he called a timeout, like, let's try to get dirty with Tatum.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what Spo did. He goes, yeah, take his legs out.
That's just what Spo's got on his mind at the end of the game. I don't know. So, anyway, it was
– Well, I mean, he's never done anything like that his entire coaching career. So,
no,
you know.
No. Spo's just a really good coach and gets the most out of teams. But I'll tell you what, he is going to have to do something. He can't shoot the ball, And he can't defend, but he can set him up, man. I know some of the times, some of the zone stuff has really worked. Hey, we got a lot more stuff that we want to get to. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast. And we're going to talk about the draft coming up for the Miami Dolphins, what they might be looking for, and what they might be staying away from. We'll have that next with Kyle Krabs.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.